Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 107 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be having a discussion with Jacksonville Jaguars middle linebacker, Joe Schobert. Joe Schobert was recently signed in free agency this March by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Joe Schobert played for the University of Wisconsin and was drafted in the fourth round of the 2016 NFL Draft by the Cleveland Browns. During his four seasons at Cleveland, he had a total of 408 tackles, 8.5 sacks, 6 interceptions, and 7 forced fumbles. I had a blast talking all things Jags with Joe. Really enjoyed it, and I hope you do as well. Here's my discussion with Jacksonville Jaguars middle linebacker, Joe "The Show" Schobert. Joe, thanks for taking the time to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So I ask this question a lot to some of the players I've had on the show because it just fascinates me. How are you staying sane during this pandemic?
Well, me and my wife had a baby 4 months ago, so taking care of him is probably the main sanity, whatever deterrent. And then I just work out during the day in my garage, and we've watched a lot of seasons of Survivor over the last couple of months. But nice. That's basically what our daily life has revolved around.
Nice. Yeah. I'm trying to stay active myself, get outside and run. But, you know, like you just mentioned, you and your wife, Meg, just welcomed a newborn baby this year. Congratulations. Along, you know, with your newborn baby, you also, you're a new member to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you know you're learning a new defense as well. Then you throw the pandemic kind of into the mix of all that. How are you handling all the new changes?
Yeah, it's just as new for everybody. Even if you're coming back to the same team after 10 years, this training camp's going to be new and different, and everybody's going to kind of be on the same foot. So for now, we're just reporting, getting tested. Done to see if people are testing positive, and you have to test negative a bunch of times before you can even be allowed in the building next week. So just going through that process, it's first time. So I'm just going to do what I'm told, try to stay as safe and as smart as possible, and hopefully everybody can be on the same page and we can get this thing underway.
Gotcha. So, Joe, you're an all-around great player, very versatile, and I'm sure a lot of teams would have loved to have you on their roster. I was just kind of curious how, you know, what drew you to Jacksonville and how that kind of all played out.
Yeah, I think free agency this year was an interesting situation because it was right at the start of the whole pandemic scenario. So just fielding phone calls, I wasn't able to go visit anybody. I wasn't able to get to know anybody beforehand. But Coach Marone and Doug Caldwell each called me while I was going through the whole process, and I liked what they were preaching, as well as the opportunity to be able to come and play with a guy like Miles Jack was a big key to one of the reasons why I wanted to come down here. So there's a myriad of factors. My wife loved the weather, wanted to live in a hot climate, so that's the cherry on top. But there's a lot of other reasons to come down here, but I think those are the main ones.
Gotcha. So are you actually at training camp right now? I know today was the day that, you know, the rest of the players were expected to report.
Yeah, reporting is just showing up at like 8 a.m. and getting a test, and then you had to leave right away before, not even allowed in the building. So it was just show up, take the test, go home, await your results. Then it's going to be the same thing tomorrow and then on Friday. And then if you pass all those tests, you'll be able to go in the building and start. So I technically reported for camp, but it wasn't much. I was there for 20 minutes.
Gotcha. Are you aware of they doing anything else or taking any other special precautions, or are you just kind of still waiting for more developments?
Yeah, I think waiting for more developments besides just I think it's going to be daily tests for the first 14 days and then every other day after that. And you have to wear a mask, stay socially distant while in the building, and just adhere to all those protocols. And I'm sure we're going to find out a lot more when we get into the building and start going to meetings and stuff, because there's going to be differences from what we're used to. And I think, like, working out, you can only have groups of like 15 at the most. So
gotcha.
The schedule is going to be different. They're going to be doing a lot of different things than we're going to. They've been told to us, but I'm just going to, as we go in, I'm prepared for most of it, but there's still stuff I think I've probably forgotten and other new things that need to be ironed out and told to us that we have to adhere to, that we have to be ready for. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. So last week it was announced that the NFL preseason was canceled entirely. You know, as a new player, does this, you know, do you have any cause for concern just in terms of preparation for the upcoming regular season?
Not quite, because the preseason games, especially when you're more veterans, you don't play very many defenses in them. I think practice is the biggest thing for getting the schemes and schematics down and communication with everybody. The preseason is great for young guys. It's great for the third game is usually good for the veterans to get out and knock the rust off. But with the scenario that's going on, nobody's going to be able to participate in preseason. I think it keeps everybody on the same foot and uneven footing. And I'm usually pretty good at picking up schemes and picking up or communicating with teammates and stuff like that, especially in practice, working together the whole, however many, 5-6 weeks until the first game. I think it'll be bigger for me to be doing that in practice than a preseason game would really present, because you only play a couple of series or snaps depending on what game it is. And like the fourth preseason game, you don't usually play at all. So.
Gotcha. So have you been doing a lot of kind of the prep before camp over Zoom meetings with, you know, the coaches and staff?
Yeah, we had, I mean, we didn't have in-person OTAs this year, but we had our virtual meetings. So got a, like 2 months of virtual meetings done with the linebackers and the defense and the coaching staff to lay some of the groundwork. And then me and some of the other linebackers met about once a week over the summer to just go over some things and just talk and catch up. But it'll just be nice to be meeting people and face to face and talking in the same room, even if you are somewhat socially distant, you still be able to communicate directly, and then to get out on the practice field and walk through and practice these things. This is going to be the next step, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. It's nice to have some human interaction finally. So,
yeah.
So I want to segue a little bit into your college career at Wisconsin. You know, I was doing some research, and I came across a video essentially of you dunking a basketball in front of a group of people, and it was awesome. Everyone kind of went wild. It was really cool. You know, just wanted to ask you, did you play basketball in high school?
Yeah, I played basketball my whole life until I went to college. And even in college, I was playing intramural basketball in the off season. I don't know if it was allowed, but I was doing it.
Okay. So do you think, you know, you were a walk-on to Wisconsin, you know, obviously a hard worker. Do you think like that video kind of helped get you some of the recognition as a, you know, a great athlete and help you, you know, get a spot on the Wisconsin roster?
Well, that was going into my senior year, so I was already starting and playing point in time. But I think we play like, as football players in the summer. We'd play basketball all the time. But going back to my freshman year at the surf, the recreational facility at UAB Madison. So it was always funny because I'd go with guys who didn't know me at first, and then I'd play basketball and be able to just dunk and. People would be taken by surprise. So I think word slowly spread throughout the team. But no, I think my getting on the football field and starting was more due to my football playing abilities in practice at my freshman and sophomore year going into than that dunking video.
Gotcha. So you played running back in high school. And then I believe you, correct me if I'm wrong, played some safety at Wisconsin and then linebacker as well, obviously. You know, as a linebacker playing, you know, both sides of the ball and essentially being the quarterback of the defense, do you think that's really helped you throughout your career?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I played when I started playing football and I was younger, tackle football, I was a middle linebacker. And then when I went to high school, as you said, I played running back and safety. I think the biggest help from that, obviously running back, playing offense, you understand. I mean, high school schematics are not nearly what they are in the NFL or college for that matter, but there's still the basis of it and the vision and the things you pick up on as a running back trying to weave your way through offensive linemen and defenders. I think translates very well to the other side of the ball, being a linebacker. The vision of just understanding in general the blocking schemes and being able to track the ball carrier and find the holes that they're trying to find as well. I think that was big. And then playing safety was big for me, being able to play in space, developing ball skills, being able to catch the ball, get some interceptions. And then as a safety, you're the last man in defense, so you got to get really good. A lot of times you're one-on-one with a ball carrier with nobody else around you, and they can go any which way they want. So yeah, it's a good, very good tool to be able to develop some open field tackling and being able to just read and react in space.
Gotcha. So, you know, with the upcoming season, you know, on the horizon, I was just kind of curious, what were some of your goals for the upcoming season as a Jaguar?
Yeah, well, when I first made the move to middle linebacker, my only goal was to get 100 tackles during the season. I thought that benchmark was pretty cool. And now I've done it 3 years in a row. So I'm always going to have that as a goal. I think coming to a new city, playing with some new guys, obviously personal goals help team goals, but I want to help the team win as much as we can, win the AFC South, make the playoffs, make a run to the Super Bowl. And then on a personal level, just try to be a Pro Bowl caliber player, whether you get chosen to go to the Pro Bowl or not. Sometimes politics, sometimes not. But at the end of the day, Pro Bowl / All Pro caliber player, make an impact in that sense is something I really worked hard for and had in my mind this offseason as I was working out.
Yeah, I hope you get all those goals, man. I'm rooting for you.
So, yeah, me too.
So I'll close out, you know, your previous team, the Cleveland Browns. You know, obviously being in Cleveland, very cold weather. You know, you're coming down to Jacksonville and obviously it's really hot. Do you think that'll be kind of a transition, you know, learning how to play in the hot weather?
Yeah, I think for the, especially training camp will be a learning curve in terms of just how the body's adjusting and how you can play in the heat and what you need to do for the rest of the day to be able to have your body recover every single day so you can come back and practice the next day. But I mean, Cleveland, the Midwest in the summers, does get hot and humid, just not an everyday relentless basis as it does down here. But it's going to be, I think, in the first month or so of the season, playing games in this weather, is going to be a change, something that I need to get used to. I remember, I think my rookie year, we practiced in Tampa as a joint practice. And for those 3 days we were practicing, we're coming down from Cleveland, it was a struggle. So that's why I came down here about a month ago and have been working out every day from like 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just to get used to the heat, just be running in the sun and then getting the body ready for training camp for what I'm going to need to experience this year.
Yeah. Well, hey man, I'm rooting for you, Joe. Thanks so much again for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Welcome to Duval. I'm really excited to see, you know, what you can do on the field for this upcoming season, and best of luck to you.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks again for having me, and I'm excited to be here, and hopefully the season gets underway with not too many hiccups, and we can bring a lot of wins to Duval County.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Take care. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing, eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel, so if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.